Gehen wir gerade darf, das sagt es beim Zeh auf Kopf auf. Beginnen wir mal am Anfang. Beginnen das Master beginnen sich mal schon necker begrüßen. Which the Vilna Gaon points out that the Rambam writes that without Gushayin, it all belonged to the Baal Karka. Taisa says that, so the Gemara is telling us that we didn't learn that only for this halacha that it was Oikar Begushayin, and after 3 years, then it's Yechlikar. But within 3 years, it all belongs to the Baal HaZesim. So Taisa qualifies, says, Nakar Haka, the reason why it says this, Mishum Taik Shash, because within 3 years. Because the Mlekin, if not with the Gush, Havo Arla, since within 3 years it would have been Arla. That's a saying, because of the Gush, which is owed to the Baal HaZesim, that's why within 3 years it would all belong to him. Next, I smart to begin with the Gemara, but then they should tell him, which the Gemara is asking on Ula that, you know, the Baal HaKarka could say that he could have bought it himself. So what does this mean to say? But he's a clean in the tea is Kitanas. I would have bought small saplings, but done what? With a small amount of money. After 3 years, they would have been big, and then they would carry produce just like your olives. And that is a me'achash, and since I didn't do this, I left your olive tree in my ground. Pshita, obviously, I didn't leave it to have in mind that you can eat with me after 3 years, because then I could have just planted my own. Obviously, the intention was only to have within 3 years, I'll eat with you. And since that's the case, that's why you left, because you knew that I was going to be able to eat from your olive tree within 3 years. That would be the only reason why I would leave it. Next time, has to begin with the Gemara. The Im, Amar, if he said, if Imam Halab, that guy says, Zaysi, I mean, I'm taking my olive tree, in Shemalai, we don't list them. You can't take it. Ella rather, you should have to leave the olive tree over there. Although after 3 years, it's going to all belong to the owner of the property. Doesn't make a difference. He has to leave it there. However, Balakarka eaten the Mehazesim. But the owner of the property has to give him the value of his olive tree, like the way it's worth to sell it as saplings, because that's what he would have done. And it's not enough just with the value of the wood, saying it's not just as wood, it's also fit to make pears, and therefore that's what he would have to pay. They thought, that what does it mean to say that it was his father's field? It means Eretz Yisrael. The Buddha holds, there's no kinyan for nachin Eretz Yisrael, and he holds that a makal is like a chaycher, and therefore that's why he has to take off mice. Meaning, uksaba, because like I said, he holds in kinyan, A, number one, that there's no kinyan, or makabal, kachaycher, and that the one who does this, being makabalic for 50%, is like someone who does like a rental that he owes him a certain amount of oshals a year. So as there's nearly read, appears to the read Lafarish to explain, from the uksaba, because he holds, ain't kinyan, because he holds that there's no kinyan. So it's connected, not like Rashi, it makes like two different ideas. Because no kinyan, so real hachmer, makabal, kamay, b'chayich, and it's fit to be machmer, because there's no kinyan, the guy, so then there's like a real biblical maestro over here. So then we would be stringent to make the halacha of makabal, like a kablonus, like a chayich, like a guy's renting. And a chayich, and that's because mikra adin, someone who does chakranus, has to take a maestro. Because Shlei Peri Chayva, but Maisa, we don't want him to pay up his debt, which is what it is when he pays to the non-Jew. It's like it's all his field, and he's paying like a debt, like a rental. He can't pay that off with Maisa. I'm a, like the Moses Gittin, Memdal, Chulinkov, Lamad Alf, Hadesh Anas Asar as Garnai. If the minister goes and forces away from his granary, so in Bechayva, if it's because of debt that he owes, then yet, Sarachla Asar has to take off Maisa first. So that's the same idea that we're saying over here. But the Tanakam Rabbi Yehuda, that he says, that when someone does chakirus, which is again the type of like a rental that you pay a certain amount of bushels per year, Ma'aser ben Eisen lo, he has to take up mice and then give it to him. Rabbi Yehuda, he says, Af Makabal, Memetzik Vahulu, that even if someone is Makabal from a Metzik, what he holds is Yeshkin, that actually there is a Kenyan. And therefore, he's not machmer, the Tanakhama by Makabal, Dafka Machaychech, Mir only by Chaychech is machmer because it's Midrabbana, like rabbinically, because really the guy has a kinyan. And the reason why you rabbinically would be Machayev, Kemeshachayev will ask him Midrabbana, just like rabbinically obligate Eslakech when someone buys from an Andrew, the Minim, Makaman Shabbat, like the Moses and Nachat, the Blaman Alvam Alv, Gabriel Shimon Shazuri, Mandam Yashkin, according to the one who holds that there is a kinyan. That's what he holds, the Tanakhama. Now, this is that the Braisa teaches in the Shalech and Gittin of Mem Gimel and Beis Harisim Achakirin, sharecroppers and Chakiris, which are a similar type of rental. Kulam b'chumim the Ma'aser, they're all exempt from Ma'aser. Mashba sounds like the fill of Chalka Shachaycher Potter, that even actually the portion of the Chaycher of the renter in Sabbath Potter. So that's it. Look, maybe you could explain that to my Besoya, which is not even there. It's Yisrael. It itself is a rabbinic area. Can Mishnah Nehasam like the Ma'aser within Daf Mezayin Menalv? Mishnah is Tuva. On or brises on many different brises, and a fellow chaycha pater sham, and yeah, there even someone who has a rental but there's pater coming bechutzlar is like the chutzlars, where the beloish might say even without this to give hitzach look mahasam mister the gemara explained over there as to mabai surya, given the pater since it's pater a fellow chalkalisha yisrael even the portion of the yisrael the like tiksha hidim menaches that the gemara menaches should not be difficult which recorded before, so that's where you can be pater. Because it's Surya. Now, Mashra Tzuch Rabbi Yehuda L'haskes Sdei Avoysev. Now, the question is like this. Why did we have to mention Sdei Avoysev, which was here at first Eretz Yisrael, at least, and this part of the Gemara? Avgav the Tanakam and Nami Ari Davka Ba'aretz. The Tanakam also is specific to Ma'aretz, so it could reach like we explained, because the Chutzlas, the Chutzlas, the L'chaycha Pater, even the L'chaycha would be Pater, even rabbinically. So, why is Rabbi Yehuda saying this terminology, which we're translating Eretz Yisrael, if the Tanakam already, who was mentioned before, is also referring to Eretz Yisrael? So that says Tais Hachakam Rebbeinu Tanakama. What Rebbeinu was on the Tanakama was like this: Kiven Reitzol Kaminon. Since Reitzol, we hold Roy LaHachmer BeMakabel that you should be surrounded by Makabel Kabay BeChaycher, because the Ein Kin, because there is no Kin, and because that Katis the Avoyis of Chashev is still considered as, so to speak, his father's fields, and because there's no kingdom for the guy, even though he stole it, as if it says, no, it's still like our father, it's like still like Eretz Yisrael. Now, well, my the kamar loilam yesh kinyan, and this is saying that that he has a kinyan, l'kachin ro lahachmer b'mekabel kamei b'chaycher, and therefore you're saying that no, not stringent on the mekabel b'chaycher. So it says lafiza according to this. So you're right, according to that, Rebbe is not actually, he's not disagreeing with the Tanakama. Elamaisa, rather, he's adding on, he's saying that when you receive from a Meitzik, from this Ma'anis, that you give Meister and you give it to him, like the case of Chaycher. So just adding on, just like Bechaycher, in Eretz Yisrael, we would say the same thing by Makabal and Meitzik would have the same halacha. Kafner, Lari, Lafarish. That's what appears to read to explain the Makabal Kachaycher, I love Kachaycher Dami. That this halacha of if you say the Makabal Kachaycher or not, Tala B'yesh Kinyan and Kinyan is dependent on this Machlek, is if you hold that a guy has a Kinyan or not. Both principles are one. Vika, and that's the primary Peshad. Rabbi Yantam Perish in Achri explains it a different way, but B'dechik, it's pushing it the way Rabbi Yantam explains it. Next, Tzai Smat to begin with the Gemara, Kadesh Te Bar B'yadai. The reason why we penalize this and this descendant. Is so that it should be bar in his hand. Pirish, in other words, it should be clear in his hand. Since he's going to have to take mice even on the portion of the non-Jewish owner. But it's very precious in his eyes because it's from his ancestor. He's not going to leave it. But since it's going to be so hard for him to pay the mice even from the non-Jews, he's going to put in the effort to try to buy from him, and therefore we penalize him. Another Jew, and we're going to obligate him to take mice even from the portion of non-Jew. And the chenim lekabel, he's going to stop doing kablonis from it, because in chaviv beinu is not depression in his eyes. However, Rabbein Chanan al Garis, his gears is shtei boi rebe yadei, not bara. Pirish, what does that mean? Lahachi kanzes a yerish. The reason why they penalize the descendant, she yaser as chelik anachi, that he should take mice from the portion of non-Jew, because she nichm lekabel, to the contrary, that he should stop doing this kablonis. Now, since it's going to be bayra in the hand of the non-Jew, I mean like a term of like empty, of shalayirtu lekablo himenu, and no one's going to want to do kablonis from him. Like they can, him currently sell benam mu'at, and then he's going to sell it to the Jew for a cheap price. Because shalinas leklom, he didn't pay anything. He got it by stealing it. Kachle yirigal oy ligzal. So therefore, he's not going to be accustomed to stealing anymore. And that's the point of that takana. But others, we didn't have to penalize them la'aser, make them take off ma'aser. The blabach is shemelon milkabel, because anyways, he listens to us not to do kabbalas. Of a yerush, but inherit or the chavivale, which is very precious. Like tell us, just one, he's not going to be effective, because he's still going to want it. So we have to penalize him so that even he's not going to do it bekablanas from this non-Jewish goslin.